Es un libro de autoestudio que está pensado para acompañar a nuestro bestseller Inglés Gramática Fácil. El libro trabaja desde las estructuras más básicas hasta las más complejas a través de ejercicios clásicos de Vaughan, como la traducción inversa, la formación de preguntas y respuestas o la práctica de oraciones afirmativas, negativas e interrogativas. También incluye ejercicios clásicos como completar o unir frases. Su estructura sigue el orden de Inglés Gramática Fácil, libro de referencia de gramática de Vaughan Systems, por lo que Inglés Gramática Fácil Ejercicios es perfecto para consolidar lo aprendido. Incluye más de 700 ejercicios escritos, así como 180 ejercicios enfocados en el listening. Incluye audio descargable en MP3.
Consíguelo en nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en grupovaughan.com.
Hey, Pablo! God, did you see the match last night? Wow, man, that was a complete disaster. I can't believe we got beat 5-0.
Yeah. Football, yes, I watched it.
Dude, from the first touch of the ball, we were just... Oh, my God, we did so badly. And the penalty round at the end, it was just... Oh, my God, it was so awkward. I could not even look.
Yes. The penalties.
¿Te gusta el fútbol? ¿Te gustaría aprender inglés a través del fútbol? Te presentamos Speak Football, el nuevo libro de Vaughan que recoge todo el inglés que se habla en el mundo del fútbol. Consíguelo ya en cualquiera de nuestras tiendas Vaughan o en vaughantienda.com.
No importa lo que hayas estudiado, no importa a qué te quieras dedicar. Hagas lo que hagas, vas a necesitar el inglés. Haz un máster que realmente merezca la pena. Haz el máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Más información en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Máster en inglés profesional.
Además, ahora financiate hasta el 100% del coste y págalo cómodamente hasta en 24 meses. Puedes ver las condiciones de financiación en el apartado de máster en grupovaughan.com.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Si no agarras el tema del inglés ahora, con decisión y firmeza, no llegarás a saberlo nunca. Siempre tendrás un nivel medio. Infórmate, grupovaughan.com.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio. Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Salad. Are you ready for a little song? Welcome to The Salad. Thanks for listening today. I really got lots of things that I want you to know. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's time to get on with the show. That was an alternative version of Welcome to the Salad. Hello, everybody. Yes, welcome once again to The Salad. That was an alternative version of the Welcome to the Salad song. So anyway, that's how it turned out. Now, what do we have lined up for you today, Salad listeners? Well, first of all, we have Salad News Bits, news from around the world, of course. And what else is on the program today? Well, I might just leave it as a surprise, shall I? Do you like surprises, Salad listeners? Surprise! Well, there you have it. So we'll just leave it there and see what happens. Stay tuned for your surprise, because right now, it's time for... Salad News Bits! then, Salad listeners, are you ready for our headline today? Well, here it is. A Polish charity gets a huge phone bill thanks to a stork. So a Polish charity or an NGO, a non-governmental organization, or an, how we say NGO in English. In this case, they get a huge phone bill. We say the phone bill, la factura, el teléfono, a phone bill. Now they get a huge phone bill due to a stork. What's a stork? Or thanks to a stork. Una cigüeña. A stork. Yes, yes. Storks. So a Polish charity gets a huge phone bill thanks to a stork. We're going over live to Poland to find out more about this. Who do we have in Poland? Oh, we have, let me check. Yes, Yuri Brennan, our Eastern European and Russian correspondent. He's live in Poland. Yuri, can you hear me?
Yes, Dave, I can hear you. A Polish charity has received a huge phone bill after it lost a GPS tracker that it had placed on the back of a stork.
So, a GPS tracker. I see, GPS. So, a GPS tracker that it had placed on the back of a stork. So, colocar is to place. So placed a GPS tracker on the back of a stork, and that's why it got a huge phone bill. I think we need more information, please.
According to officials, the environmental ecologic group placed a tracker on the back of a white stork last year to track the bird's migratory habits.
So they wanted to track the bird's migratory habits. Okay, that makes sense. So they placed a GPS tracker on its back. Okay, I'm following you so far.
Yes, that's right. Now it traveled some 3,700 miles. That's around 6,000 kilometers. And was traced to the Blue Nile Valley in eastern Sudan before the charity lost contact.
I see. So it traveled a long way. It went from Poland to the Blue Nile Valley in eastern Sudan, and then they lost track of it. So the track is rastrear. So ni rastro. They lost track of it.
Yes, that's right. So Ecologic told me that somebody found the tracker in Sudan, removed the SIM card and put it in their own phone. Now, so they then used up 20 hours worth of phone calls.
Wow, so someone found the GPS tracker device, removed the SIM card, la tarjeta SIM, put it in their phone call, in their telephone, and they used up 20 hours of phone calls. Which, it's a pretty big phone bill.
Yes, now Radio Poland says that the organization has received a phone bill of over 10,000 Polish zloty, which it will have to pay.
And how much is 10,000 Polish zloty?
$2,700 or over 2,000 pounds. Now, stork tagging plays an important role in environmentalist research and conservation of migratory birds. And data from micro GPS trackers can be used to help scientists assess birds' habits, social behavior, and threats.
Well, obviously, it's very important, GPS tracking, to help us understand animals. So it helps us assess the birds' habits, social behavior, and threats. Amenazas. So it's pretty important, I would say, to track these birds to see what they're up to, how we can help them, and what their habits are. We can learn a lot.
Although the white stork is not currently at risk, industrialization and draining of wetlands pushed the species towards near extinction in Europe some 50 years ago.
All right, because in Spain we have a lot of storks. cigüeñas. So that's true. So it's not currently at risk or endangered, we can say. En peligro de extinción, in danger. But industrialization and draining of wetlands, so wetlands where you have lakes and pools for birds, it's pushed the species towards near extinction in Europe. But obviously they're coming back now. So which is very important why we need to understand their migratory habits and how they live. So who would have thought that you can just take the SIM card and use it yourself?
Yes, I would say if there's one thing they were not expecting was for somebody else to take the SIM card and use it in their telephone. So now everybody knows that if you find a GPS tracker, you can take the SIM card. So this was, what should we say, an unexpected expense.
Un gasto imprevisto, or an unforeseen expense. So someone used up 20 hours of phone calls on this.
Yes, that's right. So I think, as we say in Polish, you live and you learn. Do you say that in English?
In English we say you live and learn. You certainly do. So he certainly lived and learned from tracking birds. So hopefully I think now the storks are recovering because we're starting to study them more and more.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So that's why this research is so important. So a Polish charity gets a huge phone bill thanks to a stork.
Okay, so thanks very much, Yuri from Poland. So, salad listeners, who would have thought? Did you know that GPS tracker? Well, it's normal. It has a SIM card that can be used. So you heard it here. A Polish charity gets a huge phone bill thanks to us. Figuenia. You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Then, salad listeners, yes, we have. Well, I mean, I think I said we had a couple of phrasal verbs, but that's not actually true. We have Alan Parsons here, our grammar expert. We don't have a couple of phrasal verbs. We only have one. Is that right, Alan?
Yes, that's right, Dave. We only have one. However, the phrasal verb we have has two meanings.
I knew there must be a catch, a trick to this. So we have one phrasal verb, but the one verb has two meanings. What's the phrasal verb?
It's to put off.
To put off, salad listeners, put off. Can you hear? Can you hear that? Put off. Now, do you know any meanings? Because one is, well, pretty commonly used. Put off is to postpone, posponer. Isn't that right, Alan?
Yes, that's right, David. For example, you can call a meeting, convocar, and you call a meeting off is to cancel. So to put off or to put something off is aplazar algo, posponer algo.
Okay, salad listeners. So one meaning for to put off is posponer, to postpone. What's the other meaning?
The other meaning we have is echar para atrás or desanimar.
Echar para atrás o desanimar. Okay, salad listeners. Well, I think it's best, you know, we're going to have a look at some examples here. I think it's probably the best way rather than explaining everything now, because you might think, echar para atrás, desanimar. Well, let's have a look at some examples, first of all, and we can translate these into perfect English. So this is the interactive part of the program here, salad listeners. So interact with us here. Say it loud. Say it proud, wherever you may be. Are you ready, Alan?
Yes, I certainly am, Dave. Here we go. No deberías dejar que el número de candidatos te eche para atrás.
Well, I mean, this is easy. We have to use put off in all of these sentences. What could be easier than that, salad listeners? Okay. So, no deberías, you shouldn't. No deberías dejar que. We'll just say you shouldn't let the amount, or the number, if you can say, or the amount of candidates put you off, or put you off, put you off. So, you shouldn't let the amount of candidates put you off. That's right. Excellent stuff. So in this case, to put off, echar para atrás, desanimar. Okay, yeah, it's putting me off, you know, the amount of candidates. So don't let the amount of candidates put you off, or you shouldn't let the amount of candidates put you off. Next, please, Alan.
Right, okay. No pospongas el ir al dentista, o puede que pierdas otro diente.
Now, one thing we didn't say, you can use to put off, you know, a meeting, for example. If you want to use a verb, we would use the gerund. So it would be, don't put off going to the dentist. O puede que, what do you think? Or you may lose, or you might lose another tooth. So don't put off going to the dentist, or you might lose another tooth. That's right. Okay, salad listeners, let's have some more examples, please. Translate this into perfect English. Interact with us here.
Right, okay, Dave. Todas las preguntas que él tenía que responder le echaron para atrás.
Right, well, So all the questions que tenía que responder he had to answer. Remember, you ask a question and you answer a question. So all the questions he had to answer put him off. So in this case, put him off. So the pronoun goes in the middle here, so put him off. So all the questions he had to answer put him off. That's right, salad listeners. Okay. So, yes, grammar point with put off. Let's have some more, please, Alan.
Right, okay. Posponer tu decisión nos costará más dinero.
Right, what do you think? Well, we're starting here. When we start a sentence, you might use the infinitive here, posponer. We'll use the gerund in English. So, putting off your decision will cost us more money. Will cost us more money. So putting off your decision will cost us more money. That's right, salad listeners, to put off. Okay, let's have some more examples, please.
Right, okay. Me echó para atrás el horrible olor que despedía.
Que despedía. Despedir, or desprender, un olor. Well, I think it's another phrasal verb, isn't there, Alan? Maybe we should help our listeners here.
Yes, that's right, Dave. It's actually to give off a smell, like to emit a smell.
Ah, a smell. Or it could be, it gave off, yeah, a terrible smell, or it gave off. Well, we could say something like, it could be radioactivity, something that is emitted. So let's think. So, me echó para atrás. Well, I would use... So, echar para atrás, me echó para atrás. I would use the passive here. So, I was put off by the horrible smell it gave off. I was put off. That's right. I was put off by the horrible smell it gave off. I was put off by the horrible smell it gave off. That's right, salad listeners. Excellent stuff.
Right, okay, Dave, let's have a little look here. Let's have a look at the next one, shall we? Me temo que no podemos posponer nuestros deberes por más tiempo.
Right, what do you think, Salad listeners? My demo, I'm afraid. That's right. I'm afraid we can't put off, nuestros deberes, our homework, por más tiempo, what do you think? Any longer. I'm afraid we can't put off our homework any longer. That's right, por más tiempo. So when we use long, that's right. If it's, so it's a duration of time we use long. So por más tiempo, any longer. So I'm afraid we can't put off our homework any longer. That's right.
Right, okay, Dave. Let's keep going here, shall we? Que no te echen para atrás las críticas. Es una peli muy buena.
So, well, críticas. Well, if it's normally for a film, we would use a review to review a film. So we talk about good and bad reviews. So again, no dejes. So don't let, that's right, the bad reviews put you off or put you off. Don't let the bad reviews put you off. Es una peli buenísima. It's muy buena. It's a great film. It's a fantastic film, whatever you want to say. So don't let the bad reviews put you off. It's a great film. That's right, Salad listeners. Let's keep going here, Alan.
Right, okay, Dave. Let's have a look. ¿Te echa para atrás el agua fría o te bañas de todas formas?
Right. What do you think, Salad listeners? Well, it's a question here. So does the cold water, or if it's in general, does cold water put you off? O te bañas de todas formas. Or do you go swimming anyway? So bañarse, really, I would say to go swimming. At home you can have a bath, but you know, if you're jumping into a river, a lake, the sea, would say to go swimming. So does the cold water put you off? Or do you go swimming anyway? That's right. So does and do in the same example here. That's right, Salad listeners.
Right. Okay, Dave. Let's have a look here. A few examples left. ¿Cuántas veces ha sido pospuesta la reunión sobre nuestro aumento de sueldo?
Well, posponer, we know it's to put off, because these all have put off in there. So how many times has the meeting about our, what do you think, salary increase, pay rise, we could say, been put off? So how many times has, and I mean to get the subject right in there. So how many times has the meeting about our salary increase been put off? That's right, Salad listeners. Excellent stuff. Let's keep going here.
Right, okay, just a couple of examples left here, Dave. Algunos lectores se echan para atrás con los libros gordos.
Ah, libros gordos. Fat books. Would you say fat books, Salad listeners? Or gruesos, maybe you could say. I would say thick. We talk about thin and thick. So, lectores, readers. So we could say some readers are put off by thick books. Some readers are put off by thick books. That's right, Salad listeners. And we have one example left right here. So, do you have one example? Oh, maybe we have a couple of examples left. Let's keep going.
Right, okay, let's have a look here, Dave. Lo siento, no puedo posponer el estar enfermo.
Well, I'm sorry, I can't put off being sick. That's right, I'm sick. So imagine you can't put it off. That's not an option. You can put a meeting up and not really being sick. So sorry, I can't put off being sick. That's right, Salad listeners.
And let's have a look here, Dave. Yes, we have one last example here. Okay, here we go. Él está posponiendo el contárselo a ella, pero tendrá que hacerlo tarde o temprano.
Okay, the last one, Salad listeners. What do you think? Él está posponiendo. Present continuous. So he's putting off telling her about it. Okay, he's putting off telling her about it. Pero tendrá que hacerlo tarde o temprano. But he'll have to do it sooner or later. Tarde o temprano. So he's putting off telling her about it, but he'll have to do it sooner or later. That's right, salad listeners. Excellent stuff. So we've seen, yes, to put off, posponer, or to put off, echar para atrás, desanimar. Okay, so we've seen you shouldn't let the amount of candidates put you off. That's right. Que te echa para atrás. Or to put something off. That's right. You can put a meeting off. So there are two meanings there. Thanks very much, Alan.
Yes, thanks, Dave. It's my pleasure. I'll see you next time.
This has been Grammar Points. Now then, that's all we have time for today, so we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place.
Que contar.
Cuéntala.
¿Y sabéis qué es? Que tenemos algo muy, muy, muy bueno para los niños y para las niñas este verano. ¿Y qué es?
¿Qué cosita es?
¿Con qué letrita empieza?
Pues, ¿por qué letrita va a empezar? Por la I de inglés. Inglés intensivo Impact de Junior con Vaughan.
Sí, señora, sí, un nombre sencillo para que todo el mundo lo recuerde. Los cursos intensivos de verano para juniors. ¿Y en qué consisten?